Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Lorenz and Lorenz, injured in an accident. At Bro Dog Deluxe, listener promotional detective, tweets at Jason and Deb, says a shampoo and a haircut at Floyd's is $32. Maybe the extra dollars for a tip.
Look, all right, sweet.
That's
recovering
adds
something.
Up. If you go to Floyd's though with a $33 gift card and you get a free haircut, don't tip a dollar.
You better leave more than that.
Also, you can't ever tip a dollar.
Plus, you can't tip a dollar off a gift card. No,
that doesn't work.
You just cuff a little corner of it. Go, there you go, sir. That's yours.
Put this in the bank, sir.
Madam. Nothing says Christmas like a delicious pizza from Pizza Hut, right, guys?
I do like pizza.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember the last time I had Pizza Hut, though. Probably when I ate it with a knife and fork and it was a white tablecloth restaurant.
Well, this is news from the UK Pizza Hut, which, Deb, you remind
different
us.
Different brand.
They fancy out there.
Not just me. Remember, Alex came back with proof.
Uh-huh.
You walk into the Pizza Hut, there's a hostess, they'll seat you. You have white tablecloth. It's fancy.
Yeah.
Not fancy enough to put ice in their drinks.
What is the... Excuse me? Oh.
Yes, you have ice in the drinks. We just don't have, like... We have drink with ice. We don't have ice with drink like you do here.
Okay.
You say ice with drink.
Like, it's so normal for you guys to see a big cup that is all filled with ice, and then you put the beverage in. No, in England, we like more beverage than we do ice.
Yeah, that's a smart way.
Where does the European Pizza Hut rank on the Italian food hierarchy? Is it above Johnny Carino's? Like, if you were
I haven't eaten a Johnny Carino's, but from what you said about it last week...
Because you said Carino's was above Olive Garden.
Right.
Where does the European
English Pizza Hut...
Pizza Hut
I don't
go?
Know about Europe. I can only speak for England. The English Pizza Hut is fancier and...
Really?
Yeah, and
okay.
A little bit above the rim.
But are you still family there? Because I'm family at Olive Garden, no matter how fancy it is.
Always family.
Yeah,
okay.
Always family at Pizza Hut.
Could you take a first date there to the Pizza Hut?
Yeah, if you're under 25, that's totally acceptable first date. Now, over that, you might be a bit like, really? But yeah, I mean, if you're a teenager and you're going out on a date to Pizza Hut, that's nice.
Heck yeah.
If I go eat pizza at a fancy restaurant like that, I feel like I'm obligated to use a fork and a knife.
Yeah, knife and fork is how us people do it.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's how we do it. But we do it like that at home as well sometimes.
Right.
Did you see that thing that went viral like 2 weeks ago where somebody ate a pizza but just left the crust? Like they fork and knife their way through the inside of it. And then
I bet they were rubbish.
And the internet lost their mind. I think they were.
I bet.
But everyone was just like everyone was just like, why do you want to hurt me like
so
this?
So it was like, it was a perfect circle on the outside of the crust?
Yeah.
That's good work.
It's kind of difficult because how you get it started. That's the thing.
Well, it's knife and fork?
No,
but they're not picking it up.
On the inside.
You still got to...
Do you understand how knife and fork works?
Yeah, I do.
I'm sure he doesn't even own any knife.
He's a hand eater since birth.
You cut like that and then you got... There's your first hole.
Man, I have been...
We're not a nation of hand eaters. It's very strange for us to eat with hands. And I remember coming here and like being made by societal pressures to pick up my pizza to eat it. Still bothers me sometimes.
That's why the Puritans came over, because they were like, no, you eat food with your hands. And everybody's like, no, knife and fork. And they're like, all right, we're out.
We want some pizza freedom.
If you guys want to hear a real affluent story...
please tell us.
I've been treating myself on the weekends. I make a good potato, egg, cheese breakfast taco, just homemade right off the Dick stove. It's pretty good. I've gotten pretty good at it. My sister's recipe. Credit to you, Steph.
Wow, your sister invented the potato, egg, cheese, and bacon breakfast taco?
She does some special things to it that I had never tasted it from a real taqueria. And I was like, hey, what's your trick on this thing? And she immediately replied saying, are you admitting I'm the best? And I was like, okay, fine. Whatever you say, man. But if I buy 10 tortillas, I never make it to the bottom of the bag of tortillas.
Yeah,
and I end up just throwing a bunch of them out. Wasteful. It hurts my brain. So I've been taking home 4 Rudy's breakfast tacos.
From the station.
They deliver them here every week. I take them home. I dump out their breakfast taco toppings. And then I repurpose the tortilla for my own homemade breakfast taco. Which works
that
great.
That is so weird because you got all the meat juice on it.
Except for sometimes the tortilla has been through some stuff and some things. Mm-hmm. It's a little dilapidated, and I'm overheaping my taco. I'm stuffing that thing real tight, like, and yeah, it gets to the point where I'm a third of the way through this taco, and the structural integrity has failed. And I'm like, well, am I going to get up and go get a fork and eat the rest of this taco with a fork, or I just go hand style? I handed it.
I'm not surprised at all.
So you're doing four of these? I guess you're doing two.
Two on Saturday, two on Sunday.
Well, you should start taking home eight and then double up.
That's a lot of carbs, bro. That's a lot
also,
of carbs.
Also, you buy a pack of 10 tortillas, right? 10 tortillas.
Yeah.
You've got a roommate.
Okay.
So you just say, hey, dude, here's some tortillas. Have at them. Make something with them.
Also, tortillas last.
They last till the next weekend. Gotcha, weird.
They'll last you 5 weeks.
There's free tortillas up here, guys. Why are you... what do you want me to start buying my own toilet paper?
Did he say this was an affluent story?
That's how you remain affluent, okay? Stop throwing your money away on tortillas.
Which of the Rudy's tacos are you taking home? Are you doing like the brisket ones? Because that might be onto something.
Sometimes. Yeah. Depends on how big of it. How much am I going to treat myself, okay? If I use the brisket tortilla, then it's like, oh, you're being bad. You're being real bad there, buddy. Okay, Pizza Hut in the UK has launched a brand new Christmas pizza. Your choice of crust topped with rotisserie chicken. All right. Crispy bacon. Yeah. Sage and onion stuffing.
That sounds good.
What is it? Thanksgiving turkey stuffing?
Well, it's not Thanksgiving turkey. It's just stuffing. Stuffing is for all occasions.
Okay. And a red wine gravy base.
Oh, wow. Instead of cheese, is it mashed potatoes?
There's no indication of potatoes. This looks like
with a little cheese on top.
Looks like regular cheese here. But yeah.
I would eat a stuffing pizza with a gravy base and a mashed potato cheese topping.
Okay. When you say red wine gravy, do you mean gravy in the, like, I'm going to dunk my chicken
brown
tenders
gravy
in this style?
Yeah.
No, not for us.
Wow. It's the same type of gravy. We're not talking
about white gravy.
Like a Sopranos spaghetti sauce gravy situation.
No.
We're talking about actual gravy.
A spaghetti sauce gravy? Sopranos?
In traditional Italian households, the sauce for a pasta dish is oftentimes called the gravy.
But it's not gravy.
I mean, it's not dunk my chicken tenders in here gravy. It's Italian sauce gravy.
You're not making any sense.
I'm making
so is it gravy
sense.
Or is it sauce and it's
they
nicknamed?
They call sauce
so
gravy.
So it's a nickname.
Yeah.
It's not gravy.
I mean, the red wine gravy base does contain alcohol. So how much of this pizza you got to eat to get messed up?
A lot, because that young probably doesn't live in food.
Oh, no, just order the one pizza, but just ask for extra sauce and just drink it straight.
Just get a glass of the sauce on the side.
I would say just get a glass of wine on the side of the pizza, you dum-dum.
Probably better.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Brett with one T tweets at Jason and Deb, says, dang it, Jason, now I'm having a pizza emergency. Also, what happened to the It's All Gravy Baby drop? Hashtag missed opportunity.
Oh.
I don't even... What was that girl's deal? It would be hard to find. Cause
she was at one of the Memorial Day parties. Remember, it was like, hey, aren't you worried about Corona?
Gravy girl.
It was the thing in Galveston.
Yeah, she's on the beach.
Or something, dune buggy off or some sort of thing like that, yeah.
Speaking of pizza emergencies, QMAC sends a screenshot of the Double Dave's Pizza of the Month for November.
Ooh, look at that.
It's a Thanksgiving pizza with brown gravy, stuffing, onion, diced turkey, mozzarella, and cranberry sauce.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Pass. Hard pass.
No, I don't eat meat, but not a fan of cranberries on things either, but that sounds kind of fun and interesting.
The system is down says, just make your own tortillas, Jason. Flour, salt, water, olive oil, total game changer. I got a feeling if I mix all those ingredients together, it's not going to come out as a tortilla.
And honestly, to be fair, the fact that Jason's making his own breakfast tacos, that's a big jump, right? Don't push it too far and expect him to make his tortillas.
It's like the barbecue thing. I have too much respect for the craft of the tortilla makers out there. In fact, no shade, Rudy's. I would consider that a pretty low-rent tortilla. And again, it depends on which one you get, all right? If you get the one that's a little brisket-soaked... Yeah, that's pretty...
Those things have changed structurally. They seem to be a different breed.
Yeah, pretty good tortilla there. But in general...
The DNA has been changed.
It's a below average tortilla. And Fabian
no
says,
offense.
Jason isn't wrong. The rich stay rich by being frugal. It's definitely a skill. I agree, Jason. Why buy toilet paper when the gym has it for free in big industrial form? All right, good. We have another Amazon Echo Dot for you to win today, 8:20-ish. Everybody who wins this week is also qualified to win a cash prize from Bud Light in the Ugly Sweater Seltzer Contest. $100, $250, or $500 could be yours. You can sign up at 101x.com as well or win at 8:20. This is a segment for young Nicholas Hajda, who has been known to blow his top every once in a while. He's an angry person from time to time.
He's passionate.
See, I'm a crusader against injustices in society and the world, but that's fine. You say it how you want.
Once upon a time, angry, but we solved you, all right? Under my guidance, you have...
wore me down.
You've formed yourself into a very reasonable person, but I don't know what happened the last couple of weeks. Nick has been extra grumpy.
He was really grumpy on Friday.
If you asked me to diagnose it, I'd call it a weak spirit. But
I felt bad because I noticed that like he seemed grumpy, and it wasn't anything that you did for a change, and I don't think it was anything that I did. But I asked him, I was like, hey, you okay? He's like, no, it's fine. Yeah. And I was like, is there anything I can do? And he goes, this is making it worse. I was like, oh, crap. And you were right. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean it like that. But it was like, I genuinely wanted to say, can I take anything off your plate? Because I don't know how else to reach out. But it was like, no, there's just nothing we can do. Sometimes you're grumpy. And look, Sunday, I woke up grumpy AF, and I was thinking about you on Friday. Because I was like, you know what? There's nothing anyone could do right now. I'm just grumpy.
Well, Friday, I was trying to pound out a Does Deb Know stuff. And normally on Fridays, I just phone it in by talking, finding through questions about the Longhorns opponent, but they didn't have an opponent. So I had to do it. Also, I was not feeling it today. I was like, Jason was like, hey, do you want a Deary Deck? And I was like, yeah, but you're going to have to wind me up. And
what I'm doing.
No, okay. what you did it right, because we were talking off air about watching TV shows in my room, Lord, and you were like, hey, just have him watch Girls. And that did it.
I did it.
Just stop thinking, pushing
just
girls
thinking
on
about
people.
Watching Girls. I'm ready to go.
You guys don't know. Season 2 and 3 of Girls is a very unique, honest interpretation of what the quarter life crisis is all about. Okay? If you haven't.
You know what it's like to be a quarter life crisis girl.
I know about things and stuff, man. There's guys on there too. Okay? Mm. Everybody's got their own struggle.
Quarter life crisis
got their own
is
thing
nothing.
Going.
Get in the bin, quarter life crisis.
Okay.
No.
All right, man. That's unique.
No.
Can't relate, but I'm just telling you. Season 2 and 3, real good. It's going to be a disaster soon, okay?
Okay.
But season 2 and 3, you'll love it. Anyway, Nick blows off some steam in a segment we call Dear Redacted.
Nick Hajda gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says, Dear Redacted, and it keeps him from going insane.
I thought Deb was the only female on the show.
I can text. That's funny.
Did we get you appropriately riled up? Is everything good? Are we ready to do it?
Do you
it,
have
man?
Some stuff in the chamber you want to just fire off? I don't want to get you angry, anger Nick, blue stuffs. Okay.
It just seems like after being
Nick,
here
I've
for
got one.
So many years.
Deary Dacted or something to rile me up?
Something to rile you up.
Okay. Hearing the radio station play songs, it wouldn't be that difficult to find a song that is not just totally a wild card to stick in there at 5:57. It seems like it would be a pretty easy task to find something.
He's
that,
doing this.
That just, I'm just trying to stoke the fire for my guy here.
Tell them what you did.
What did I do?
I come in here and Jason's I'm hearing. I heard a Garth Brooks song.
I walked in today in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Was playing Friends of in Low Places. And I was kind of, I guess, is it Bob? I was like, which one of our stations is playing Friends in Low Places? That's a party. And then I remembered. I was like, hang on. This is Nick FM time. Did Nick?
You thought that was on our station?
Well, after he played.
Pull up Garth Brooks in the system. You know we don't have Garth Brooks. Because I've been tasked with going and recording Garth Brooks.
Would have been a challenge,
I put it in the system and we never play it.
I will tell you that I think Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places is a better choice than Middle Class Rut. All right. I think that is a more...
You don't understand music.
No, that's what I'm telling you. Is that you? Okay.
I will add Garth Brooks to the mental list of songs to play.
No, do not do that. Don't do that. Nick redacts the name of the person he's angry at, so nobody gets their feelings hurt. Nobody sues us. Sometimes you know who it is. Nick, what do we have today?
Dear Redacted. Okay.
Oh, no. There's a man
right
down.
From the start.
I was going to do this one, but now I'm pivoting to this one. Stop tracking my Amazon purchases. And when I say my Amazon purchases, I mean the Amazon purchases that I make on your account.
Oh.
Because I don't have one. But I think we may have done this before. But this person, who I'm not going to say their name, but everybody knows it. Like, just the other day, I come home from watching football with Kenny, and he's like, hey, your book will be here on Monday. I was like, okay, cool. Like, that's a weird, like, just, it's a weird thing to put me in that headspace that you're watching what I'm doing.
No, he probably just got a text alert. Hey,
great. I don't care. It'll show up on the thing when it shows up. And, like, I don't, like.
This bothers you that he tells you when your stuff's coming? Because I've done this before with, and San Antonio guys done it for me too, if we've ordered stuff for each other for whatever reason. Maybe I'm doing an order and I'm like, hey, have you got anything just in case we can get, you know, that bulk delivery mm-hmm. together to save boxes and stuff? And then if it doesn't happen, it comes another one. Hey, your stuff's going to come later. And because I think I'm giving a gift of him going, ooh, 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 presents, presents.
Well, yeah, but all you're doing is like, hey, that thing is not here yet. Like, okay, cool. Thanks. It's still in transit. That's everything. Right. Everything's right. Operating normally.
What do you think he means when he tells you these things?
I think he's trying to do it nicely.
Yeah.
But I think he just likes being knowing what's going on. It's like when I get
a text. He can't help but know. He's going to be told by Amazon. They're going to get up in his email and his text message if he signed up for that.
Okay. Well, just you don't have to monitor my stuff. Even though, again, I'm using your account.
He's not monitoring it. Amazon is going, oi, psh, hey, mister, your package is coming soon.
And if I wanted all of that Amazon being just notifying me everything, I would get my own Amazon thing. That's why I have yours, so they go to your account.
First no, you all, have his because you're not paying for it.
Exactly.
That's a weird thing to get annoyed about.
Nice.
Again, that's me, but we've had this so many times. It's like when I at 4 in the morning, I get a text, and he's like, oh, cough, cough. And I'm like, hey, mind your own business, okay?
Well,
it's
4 in the morning. That, is time. That means you've woken him up.
That's.
Are you still doing that? Cough, cough at 4 a.m.?
I have a pillow that I cough into now.
Oh, good job.
Well done.
I see you trying to virtue signal me with your, I ordered a book. Good for you, smart guy.
Oh, yeah, he did that just to get to you.
So you're using your roommate or somebody's Amazon Prime just so that you don't pay the whatever? The
100 a year.
It's just when I moved in, he was like, oh, by the way, here's all the passwords to Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime. Okay. And I'm like, oh, that's sweet. That's
do
awesome.
Do you ever accidentally... Oh, because now doesn't it like auto default his credit card for your orders or something like that?
Yes. It does. I've done it. Mostly I've done it where I forget to change the name, but I'm pretty good about not charging it to his account.
I'm in this world now, too, after a year and some, I guess, of my mom had Amazon Prime Premium business. I don't know, something like that. Where we all had our own individual accounts, but they would all her Prime covered it all. But it costs like $60 more per year. So we backed out of that. And now me and my mom and my sister and Aiden are all ordering from the same account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's real.
You should just have it linked to your credit card, Jason.
Well, it's real confusing going to the your orders because, look, my sister just got some Purina Friskies wet cat food.
She's got a cat.
She told me at dinner.
I didn't know that.
She told me at dinner the other day. She's like, I have a cat now. Did you know I have a cat? And I was like, well, no, but I saw that you were ordering cat food. So I knew either some diet changes or.
What's that cat called?
You had a cat. Cat.
You're the worst.
Hang on.
This is your cat few, cat niece.
Steph, what did you name that cat? She did tell me, but it's.
But you don't
care.
Yeah.
Squat.
It is now just the most random assortment of whether there's cat food. Pool skimmer, net leaf rake, women's walking shoes.
Wow. Yeah, your algorithm is all messed up.
It's all over the place. And every time I order something, I have to remember to go and change the credit card to mine and so that I pay for it and all of that. And I don't know. I might have misclicked and just ordered something on my mom's dime before. But also, I'm most worried. Aiden could order things for days on there with my credit card, and I wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
Shh, don't anybody tell him. But yeah, he could order video games on games on games.
How do you know that
charged
he's not?
To my card. I don't.
You
I don't know
checked?
That he's not. No. And
wow.
So, yeah, I'm quite worried about that. Fix up your system, Amazon, for how I'm stealing somebody else's account.
Do you want them to do?
Well, the previous setup was pretty awesome.
Oh, because you had your own
profile. We could
all
log into our own.
Right.
Yeah. Why can't
Amazon make it easier for us all to leech off this one account?
Is this unethical? What we're doing here? Is this like passing around your Netflix password?
I mean, it is, but Netflix understands that you're going to do it to a couple of people, which is why they keep inching up the subscription rate.
Yeah, and this is just the cost of doing business for them.
This is life.
It's like when you go to the grocery store, HEB. They know that they're just going to lose money on people shoplifting stuff. It's just baked into the cost of doing business. At least that's how it should be.
Mm.
Yeah. Also, we did apparently, when I bought this book, like we I apparently ordered something within seconds of the room lord. And so he got really confused when he was like, wait, this is not what I clicked on. What's going on?
Notification.
Like, book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He ain't some nerd who'd order a book. Good for you, roommate.
Jim Butcher, book two. Yeah. Should have been two. It's fine. Never mind. We're good. Dear Redacted, I do not want to be your in case I die emergency contact.
Oh.
And I'm happy that we have you think that we have that relationship, but I do not need this.
You don't want the responsibility or
yeah. Well, just because okay, so I got a text from a friend Thursday, Friday, sometime last week, and they were just like, "Hey, I'm at St. Edward's. Some girl just jumped into my car. In case I die, you know where I am."
Wait, I'm at St. Edward's, like the school?
They had given somebody a ride. Why you would do that to a stranger in COVID times, I don't know. But according to this person
is not an Uber driver.
No.
Here, let's do an extra good job. I know who this person is as well.
Yeah.
And let's keep them very redacted because we don't have the permission to share this story. But I did, when I learned of the what happened, I was like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Apparently, a person.
She was cute.
Yeah. An attractive young woman just approached him and said, hey, can I get, I'm going this way, just down the road. Can I get a ride?
Where was this person stopped? Were there a light on the highway?
I think so.
A rando girl was just like, hey, can I?
Yeah. Somebody said, hey, I'm just going down the street. Can you give me a ride? And so he's like, yeah, sure. And she just jumps in the car. And so he starts driving and he's like, keeps on going way further than he thought it was going to be. And he's like, where are we going?
Well, they kept saying like, hey, how about, can you take me here? And then it just turned out, he was like, oh, they don't have a place to go. They're homeless.
Yeah.
And so the girl was like, I don't know where I'm here, but if you take me to St. Edward's, I know that area so I can get out then. And he's like, okay, fine. That's when they texted me.
He ended up spending, the person was in his car for upwards of an hour, maybe closer to 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. And eventually he just dropped her off the same place that he picked her up. And she was refusing to get out until he called the authorities. And he was going to call the police. And then there was a security guard in this parking lot who approached the car and said, what's going on in here? And then she just took off running at that point. But see,
wow,
this is why I don't talk to strangers, okay? I don't acknowledge, I keep my eyes down.
Yeah.
It's because you don't know, if somebody came up to me and was like, hey, can I get a ride? I would have a tough time saying, no, leave me alone.
I did it before where I had to get somebody a ride and they're like, hey, can you do this? And like the entire time, I'm like just kind of side-eyed and like looking for them to like pull out a knife or something.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out okay, decent enough. I dropped them off and they were, because it was like something where like some guy was telling me that his girlfriend or whatever was pregnant and was in labor at the hospital, so can I drop him off over here? But yeah, like just the entire time I was like, this is a very strange.
The trouble is you guys have got to talk to more strangers more often. Then you can figure out, you'll learn that the algorithm of the strangers.
But why?
Is there stranger danger or not?
I could just talk to zero of them and never, I don't need to learn the algorithm.
But you just said, like, what if one day one of them asked me for a ride? I'm not going to know how to say no.
They're not going to be able to ask me because I'm going to have
to. You're not going to look at them? Oh, that's right, because you can't hear them when your eyes aren't seeing them. You do this to me every single day. I get like 0.1% of your eye contact during the show. You still hear everything I say. But I think if you have more interactions, I'm not adverse to helping strangers. I like helping strangers. I think that is the way of the human being. We should reach out to our fellow man more and help.
And that's why I tried to do it, which is the entire time.
You've got to put the filter on of, is this too crazy of a situation to insert myself into? Because there are plenty of innocent people who need just to help a hand now and then. Picked up a whole band once at South by Southwest at like 2 a.m. because they couldn't get a cab. And I was like, I'll take you to your Airbnb or whatever it was they were staying. I didn't feel bad. It was five dudes. They were from Ireland. They were a little bit grubby, but they, fair enough. But you got your filters.
Like my nightmare.
Your filters are set better if you have more experience helping people, talking to people you don't know.
Was though, this person, while in the middle of this adventure.
And this is a male, right? Who picked up a female.
Yeah. Yeah. Texted you and
looked
said.
Looked like a John who had trouble getting rid of the hooker he had not paid for services for, I'm sure, by that security guard.
I don't think that took place, but I don't know.
I didn't say it did. I said, but he looks like one.
He texted you saying, hey, in case
I die, here's where I last have been seen.
Oh, I thought someone had put you down as their like next of kin emergency contact.
I don't even know if they're serious or not, but like I was getting ready to go to bed that night and I was like, Well, I got to text him. I just text him, like, hey, are you dead?
Yeah.
And they don't respond. And then I'm sitting like, okay, well, how late do I wait up? Like, at what point do I call their wife and be like, hey, did your husband come home? Like, just don't put that on me, man.
Because he was last seen with a woman.
I obviously am mutual friends with said texter.
Mm-hmm. Is he live, by the way, though?
He's fine.
Okay,
fine.
Okay, good.
I don't know if I'm offended or glad that I wasn't a, hey, here's where I am text.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, what X? Jason and Deb with another Amazon Echo Dot for you to win.
Morning X Sports.
Inside a half an hour from your chance to win one of those, presented by the Bud Light Ugly Sweater Seltzer Contest, happening over at 101x.com. Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb, says, I'm going to say giving a hitchhiker girl a ride is still less crazy than letting one stay at your house and do yoga on your roof.
She wasn't a hitchhiker. She's the girl I just ran over with my car.
Yeah.
Did you say that to Marty's mom when the dad ran over Calvin? No, we were okay about that. You're like, what about poor Marty? At least I didn't go and try and have sex with her.
You didn't put her pants on your hope chest?
Right.
Right. I'm trying to figure out. You're Lorraine here? Or you're Lorraine and Lorraine's dad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does seem kind of...
These kids keep falling out of trees.
Hey, we hit you with the car, so come upstairs and take a nap for several hours, then spend the night. Mm-hmm. And the mom's like, that is true, Marty. I think you better stay the night here. What's going on in this household?
They care about kids. They
call
care
it.
About their fellow
man. You hit somebody with your car, call an ambulance.
That's a simpler time.
It's the 50s.
Here's the question, though. Would you rather have your mom fall in love with you because you were the victim of an injury or your grandfather? Because like Marty's dad, or his granddad, Lorraine's mom, she hits him with the car. Lorraine's what if he had fallen in love? Which is more awkward. Never mind.
Cassie P tweets to Jason and Deb, says, with Amazon, you can set up a household account between two people. You share the same account, but they can't look at your orders or use your card.
Hey, guys, you know how you love helping us out with technology problems?
Yeah.
Around 9 o'clock today, I have an issue I need to discuss with you. It's very important. It affects every single one of us, kind of. And I need to get an answer to it, but I need your help. And I'm going to feel stupid asking.
Is it about operating your phone with your feet? We move on to that point?
We're going
to
get there.
I think that's a good plan for you, man.
We'll get there. Or I need one of those things that I hold in my mouth and it goes beep, boop, boop, like a paintbrush. Boop, boop, boop. Type like that.
Sports brought to you by Rework Now. The most exciting finish in all of the NFL yesterday happened in Arizona. Cardinals down 30-26 at the very end of the game, and that's when the heroics started.
Murray, out of the pocket. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Murray heaves it downfield. It is. It's caught. It is caught.
Good
ball.
He was talking about hockey for a second there. It sounded like a hockey game. I don't know why.
Which part sounded
the
hockey
announcer
like?
Over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a
It sounded like a hockey game. Very confusing.
Yeah. Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins. He's the best in the game coming down with balls in traffic there.
That's what she said.
That's what the hitchhiker was.
That's what anyone said.
Nice.
Oh, no. Sorry. That was supposed to be.
I need those balls.
But also, this one is fine, too.
Nice.
I just want to be able to put that on my resume one day. I'm really good at coming down with balls in traffic.
That's what DeAndre Hopkins does, man. All right. 43-yard Hail Mary touchdown pass for the win. 43 yards. Hail Mary?
Doesn't it just mean that's like at the end of the game when there's no other hope?
That's what I was going to say. Hail Mary, I guess it doesn't necessarily. To me, a Hail Mary, you've got to be 50 plus to be a Hail Mary. But it's probably more
it's
the spirit.
It's the desperation. Like, this is our last-ditch effort.
Yeah, which is what happened there. Now, I mentioned they were down 30-26. The Cardinals go on to win 32-30. Because they did not kick the extra point. They just took a knee there so as to not get it blocked, return, blah, 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 blah. This is an incredible gambling situation, guys. Do you know about this? Deb, what are the chances that Deb appreciates what happened here with the gambling aspect of this?
Oh, I'd say it's a Hail Mary.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay,
go for it, Jason.
If you bet the game yesterday, the Cardinals were a 2.5-point favorite. That means that they have to win by 3 points for your bet on the Cardinals to pay.
Okay.
If you bet it on Friday, like I did, you got the Cardinals at 1.5, so... We're good. No problem. They score the touchdown. They go up 2 points, and then they're to kick the extra point, which is close to a sure thing in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a Cardinals -2.5 ticket, feeling pretty good about life, you just scored
that kick.
You just scored a Hail Mary just like they did. Mm-hmm. All right? But they didn't kick the extra point. They lined up and took a knee so as to not get a blocked return, blah, 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 blah. The Cardinals are like, we won the game. We don't need to add an extra point on here. So, yeah, they just take a knee. And all of the Cardinals bettors, can you imagine being in the sports book yesterday at that moment when they just lined up to take a knee? That's why gambling is beautiful, guys, is because good plays that don't have anything to do.
Will you suffer a crushing defeat?
Well, what if you have...
Not
what,
for Jason.
What if you had bet the Bills? All right. What if you bet the Bills and you just thought that DeAndre Hopkins came down with some traffic balls and ruined you?
Well, that means... Okay. You probably started off your football watching weekend by jumping through a table from the top of an RV while it was on fire.
It's possible.
The table or the RV, you ask? Both.
You could be in that same sports book having a Bills +2.5 ticket, and you see that touchdown, you just rip it up because you know it's over. I can't do it anymore. And then you see them take a knee. You got to go tape that ticket back together. Gambling. It's so beautiful.
These are very specific examples.
Yeah. Did you follow that, Dad?
Huh? Where's
exactly.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.